When this show is over, I'm going to kick this computer so hard.
All right, these are personal and some would say invasive questions that we must ask. We've pulled them out of a bowl. We don't know what they are until we open them up. Should I kick it off?
Yeah.
Okay. My get real question, this is Jim. Name something typically non-sexual that turns you on. All right, Woody knows that a smart woman with glasses is very sexy for
me.
Oh, okay.
But Jim has lusted after ladies on the financial networks.
Love that.
Yeah.
But like, I'm going to go with something that I've probably never talked about, and it's a part of the body that's not sexual, but to me can be very sexy.
Okay.
And it is the back of a woman's neck.
Oh, I've heard that before.
Yeah. Like, I know my wife is probably saying, well, why don't you rub mine more then? she loves neck rubs. There's something about it. I don't know.
I can see that, yeah.
The lines or it's just, I don't know.
Sneaking up behind them, nibbling a little bit on the back of their neck.
Speak for yourself. Okay.
All right. Well, mine is kind of sexual, too.
Okay.
Name two songs you'd add to your Boom Boom playlist.
Boom Boom playlist.
And I actually found I had one that I haven't even looked at for a long time.
So you have it ready on your phone.
I have it ready on my phone. I'll just play like the first two.
What's your playlist called?
It's called BMM, Baby Making Music.
Baby Making Music.
Which I guess my husband and I need to start, you know, with this playlist
this
to get a
the
baby.
The music that will inspire you to procreate.
Oh, well, since you have it in your hand, you'll have to, play
okay,
some.
Okay, so this first one is Slow Motion by Trey Songz.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Yep.
And then we have Partition by Beyonce.
Say hey, it's Carter.
Where she talks about getting freaky with Jay-Z and Limo, so.
Do you mouth the words along with her, like you're lip syncing her words?
When I'm in the car singing it, I'll sing it, but I don't think I've ever made love to any songs on that playlist, so yeah. And I definitely would not lip sync while me and Landon are together.
And you probably won't in the future because when you hear it, you'll automatically think of our conversation now.
I think that playlist will get deleted soon.
Right? All these songs are now ruined.
Yes.
Baby making music.
Yeah. And my parents are going to listen to this podcast and be like, okay, TMI, Gina.
Stuff we did not want to know.
Yeah.
Your question was the one we posted to everybody yesterday.
Yes. What crime would you commit if you know you wouldn't get caught? And we had a lot of responses online when we posted this yesterday.
Yeah, here's some of the interesting ones. Chris said speeding over 100 miles an hour across the country without putting anyone in danger.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
That's a really good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure, it's illegal, but it'd be a lot of fun.
It would be.
We also had Kristen, who referenced the money-making scheme in the cult movie Office Space, where they kind of just shave a penny, like a quarter of a penny off of a million transactions to make money.
Right. All of a sudden, they had a lot of money before they knew it.
And Dylan says, upon advice from my lawyer, I'm instructed not to answer this question. All right. So what do you have to answer the question if you could get away with it? What illegal thing would you do?
I thought about this and I thought, okay, I could always like rob Fort Knox like a James Bond villain or something like that. But the thing is, it's like if you knew you wouldn't get caught, but actually doing the crime and getting away with it, you know, it's like, you know, would you have to go through security? If all of a sudden everyone at Fort Knox took a break and I was able to go in there with a truck and some help.
Do you think the logistics are too much for that?
Yeah, the logistics of actually performing the crime, but then knowing you could get away with it later, or you could just rob Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Okay. So I got to ask you, like, I'm not sure from what your answer is your answer the thrill of the crime or what you get?
What I would get, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's probably easier ways to get that money than Fort Knox.
I think I'd rob a bank.
Yeah, rob a bank.
Somewhere, you know, get
money.
Those
are all good.
Yeah.
I'll send you guys a letter from my island.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
It's kind of interesting. It almost kind of goes in line with our get real question. This is like, what would you do? In Detroit, a county worker was accidentally overpaid $1.6 million.
Whoa.
Yeah, direct deposit.
And all of a sudden he noticed, like, wow, this is more than I expected. So he actually alerted people and they're fixing it.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's good.
They got his employee number mixed up with something else and all of a sudden, you know, but I don't know. Would you tell them? I guess they'd find you eventually.
Yeah, they'd find out.
Right. So a staggering 16 billion logins and passwords have been exposed in a data breach. So those include huge accounts like Apple, Google, Facebook, you name it. So the experts say what you need to do is change your passwords and enable two-factor authentication. Because right now, everything's vulnerable.
Yeah, wow. I think my Ulta account actually got hacked because I got an email a couple days ago saying that my shipment was on the way.
And
I was
you didn't order anything?
No, so I called and they changed my mailing address and then bought something. So I called Ulta.
Total scam. They handled it.
They were like, yeah, okay, we got it. Like, they used my points. So they gave me the points back and they were like, unfortunately, like, it'll still be shipped to the person. But yeah, I changed like the address back, changed my password, took my cards off, everything. It's like, that's the first time that's ever happened to me. And thank God it was only Ulta.
Yeah, and you caught it.
Yeah, and I caught it. Yeah, because some people don't.
Good thing.
Today is summer solstice, which means it's the first day of summer.
Yay!
Finally! I guess summer solstice officially takes place tonight at 9:42. And that's when the sun is tilted, or the earth is tilted most towards the sun.
Right, making it the longest day.
And the shortest night, yep. So there's different places around town that you can celebrate summer solstice specifically, like L.A. Jackson and Southern Grist in East Nashville.
Thank you for saying the whole name.
Totally hits. 93.3 FM, it's the Woody and Jim Show. We are ready to play Gender Wars now, brought to you by Structure Group. Indoor, outdoor remodeling, your dream home starts with a trip to structuregroup.us. Joining us in the octagon for the ladies in the audience, we have April in Hendersonville. Hey, April.
Hello.
Hello, good luck. For the guys, we have John. He's in Franklin. Hello, John.
Good morning.
Good morning. Let's get you warmed up with a Get Acquainted question.
Yeah, starting with you, April, what's the most adventurous food you've ever tried?
Okay, I wouldn't go with adventurous, but one of the foods that I dislike wholeheartedly is like Sloppy Joe's Manwich type meal.
Okay, for you that was adventurous.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, someone, the first time I ate it, it was made with venison, and I'm like, nope, done.
Oh.
So I think it might have kind of like turned me off to it. So.
Sure, the whole deer thing.
Fair enough, yeah.
What about you, John, the most adventurous food you've eaten?
Rattlesnake.
Oh.
Ooh, really?
Oh.
How was it?
It wasn't bad, but it was kind of rubbery. And I
can
like
imagine.
The texture like that.
Okay. By the way, coming up in about 15 minutes, we're going to run down the top three most adventurous foods people have been saying while we've been asking this question in the game. Maybe your answers will make it to the top three. We'll see.
Let's continue
with gender wars right now.
All right. We have a multiple choice question to start. Remember, you both have a screw you can use during the contest. If you can't answer your question, you can force it on your opponent. Here we go. April, before the Foo Fighters, was Dave Grohl the drummer for Metallica, Nirvana, or Guns N' Roses?
Nirvana.
Nirvana!
That's correct.
Good job. Good start.
Okay, John, paprika is a spice. Is it yellow, red, or green?
Red.
Red.
Yes.
Okay, zipping right through these. April, Los Angeles has two professional baseball teams, the Dodgers and who else?
I knew that. Is it Astros?
No. The Angels. The Los Angeles Angels.
Okay. They were the Anaheim Angels. And
they were.
They've gone through about 16 names.
Yeah. California likes to shake up their professional teams.
They do, yeah.
Okay, John, A Spoonful of Sugar is a song from which Disney movie?
Screw.
All right.
Hey, chance April, to get right back into it, April.
A Spoonful of Sugar is a song from which Disney movie?
Ironically, Mary Poppins, and I have never watched it.
Me either.
You know the song.
But you're correct.
Mary Poppins.
Okay. Oh, John, the screw worked against you. Now April has a chance to close it out if she gets this right. You couldn't come back.
Okay, April, the Bonneville Salt Flats is a famous car testing track. It's located in what state?
The Bonneville Salt Flats?
Yes.
Screw.
Okay. Okay. All right. You can tie it up with the correct answer here.
John?
Nevada?
No.
Was what I would have said.
You know, it's in Utah. It's the big old Salt Lake there in Utah. That's where they test a lot of cars.
And April gets a point for using the screw successfully.
And you win!
Congratulations, April!
John, great sportsmanship there.
Yep.
April, we're hooking you up with tickets to go to the Incubus concert in a couple of nights.
Nice.
Congratulations. Both of you were awesome. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
All this week during Gender Wars, we've been asking people the most exotic thing they've eaten. And we thought, let's count down the best.
Or the worst.
Or the worst, exactly.
Whichever you look at it, I guess, in the eye of the beholder or the taste of the beholder.
All right, let's go to number three.
One that's coming to mind is wild boar, and I was not a fan. It tasted very tangy and kind of chewy, and it was not good for me.
Mm. Like a gamey kind of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number two.
I lived in Ecuador one summer, and they brought out a platter with a rat that still had its teeth and its nails.
Oh, really?
And it was just cooked just like that.
Couldn't get worse than that.
There's one worse.
Our number one most exotic thing somebody ate.
I had worms in Waikiki, Hawaii.
Worms. Wow.
Yeah. When they fried them in the pan and then they put all this, all these sauces together, I was like, okay, I don't know what I'm doing here, but I'm going to try it. It was really good.
Okay.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So thumbs up on the worms.
It's just all right. Super thick lo mein or yeah. Something.
I think I'm going to take his word for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Plus, it's an awkward way to start a conversation by saying, I have worms.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking, too.
By comparison of the three, if you had to eat one, worms, rat, or boar?
Oh.
Boar.
I think boar.
Yeah.
Her description of it, though, sounded really gross.
Yeah.
But I would not touch the rat or worms.
No.
I think the boar sounds maybe it like be closer to like some
pork?
Kind of pork.
Hamburger yeah, or hamburger,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It could probably be disguised to taste like something else. But yeah. Yeah.
And if you have to disguise something as something else, like, oh, eat this like tofu. Yeah. I've put all this, you know, 400 ounces of like salad dressing on it, so it tastes like something else.
I can't get the image of like the charred rat on a plate with its teeth and its nails and tail and everything.
Yeah.
Can't get that image out of my head.
It does not heighten the appetite. Because, you know, you taste with your eyes first.
Uh-huh.
As we left the air yesterday, I thought, oh, it's going to be an easy day. You know, not a whole lot planned. Maybe I'll go home and grab a nap, you know, and have just relax. About halfway home, I get the little alert with my Apple CarPlay saying, like, you have a text. So I push it, and my girlfriend Melissa had texted. And it says, Melissa has sent a photograph and said, this is my finger. And so, okay, I'm curious.
Okay. Is she flipping you off?
Yeah. Yeah.
Here you go. Is it over? So I pull over and, you know, get off on the next exit and look at my phone. And, yes, it's a picture of her finger. Backstory is, for Christmas, she got a nice vegetable slicer.
Ooh.
And it works really good at slicing cucumbers and, as you found out, fingers as well.
Oh.
She cut the tip of her middle finger off.
Just the tip.
Just the tip. And it was a nice fine slice. And there's so many nerve endings right there.
Oh. Ooh, it hurts.
They can't stitch it. So it just has to heal. And so, you know, we ended up going to the, urgent care place and she had to soak it in like a soapy water stuff to clean it out. And
oh, yeah.
It was really, really painful.
Wow.
And really painful for me too because I had to listen to her. And, no, actually no. But yeah, so
we got all the well, bright side is she doesn't have to trim her nails as much.
Yeah,
because
the
gosh.
Slicer did it.
Yeah, the only thing is, you know, it's a, and the slicer actually went in the garbage because this is the second time she's cut herself with it.
Yeah,
but the other one wasn't as severe.
This is where you go to the top of a volcano and toss it in.
Yeah, exactly. Like throw the ring in.
Like slicing, like finger, like paper cuts, and like
all the worst.
Slicing things are like nails on chalkboard to me.
Yeah.
Like it.
Gina's entire body is shaking right now.
And it's her middle finger, so it's going to be difficult for her to, you know, give messages to fellow motorists.
Yeah.
Or they'll really get it because it's like. Yeah.
Yeah, like, right, yeah. Boom.
Yeah.
I mean this. That's why it's all wrapped up in a bandage.
Just remember, if you go over to eat at Woody's house and Melissa makes the meal, there's a little bit of Melissa in everything you eat.
Some of her DNA.
The secret ingredient is love and the tip of my finger. It's been tough going for the richest man in the world, Elon Musk. Of course, he got a lot of hate for his Doge cuts. Then his bromance with the president kind of fell apart. And then, you know, the Tesla stock was dropping like crazy. And now he's done blowed up another rocket. I guess he's not going to wait till the 4th of July to start blowing things up.
That was a spectacular explosion. Like anything Hollywood has ever created doesn't rival the blown up good of this latest rocket.
He done blowed it up real good.
Else, especially in the attic. In that the rest of the design is good to go and buttoned up. So
here we go. Here
if
we go.
If I had to guess, I would say we are in for a 60-second static fire tonight, like we've seen with Ship 34 and Ship 35. But you never know.
Here we go.
We never know, indeed. Yes, but
yeah, I'm inclined to agree. I'm hoping we get a long duration burn.
It's actually a much longer setup than I was expecting.
Tell them one way or the other which we will get.
Half hour tops.
You know, we might even get a burn. Maybe they do a spin prime.
Don't worry, this will be over by 9:30.
We're waiting on patience today.
I don't think that's going to happen, but that's just the nature of this testing, right?
We're waiting for it. Come on.
We just don't know.
Okay, this is a threat to tolerance.
Sorry, yeah, sorry.
Trust us, it all goes boom.
Yeah.
And frankly, after hearing those guys... Sort of wish they were on board.
Yeah, it's too bad. It's too bad they didn't go boom. But, I actually...
Anything to make them stop talking.
I actually backed up the audio, but I think I went a little too far.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I'm watching it right now. Yeah. It is a ball of flames.
Yeah.
That's what my toaster looked like yesterday.
Yeah.
Like you burnt your bagel.
That's right. Maybe that was it. Elon Musk wanted to bake one of the cinnamon bagels. Inside the SpaceX Starship.
Hey, it's easy to do, I guess.
Yeah,
I'm not
alone
here.
All right.
I haven't seen an explosion that huge since Big Joe Dubin went into Waffle House and they had no maple syrup. He exploded in there on them.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Well, take our word for it. Look up the video yourself. But, yeah, it blows up real good.
I was so mad at you last night, Woody. You and your science.
Uh-oh.
I was out at the movies. I went to go see Elio, the new Pixar movie.
That actually looks like a cool movie.
It was
Was it okay?
It was not bad, but So I'm on my way home, and all of a sudden, I'm driving down Lebanon Road, and the skies open up, and it's pouring rain. And I said, Woody... As my personal meteorologist told me this morning that around noon, all that was gone.
He did.
And it wasn't going to happen.
He did.
And I had to turn my wipers on because you were wrong. And I was like, Woody got it so wrong.
I apologize for me and the rest of my scientific meteorologists.
Now I could look at the app on my phone or I could check out the forecast online somewhere. But no, I trust you, Woody.
Yeah.
Woody told me.
Yeah. He was so confident.
And I actually looked at the app on my phone to get that prediction.
Well, you know what? Whatever app you're using sucks.
Yeah. Because, we got rain in Murfreesboro yesterday, too, for like a short time. It just came down really hard.
Wow.
And it's, so, you know.
It dawned on me. Wow, I get all my weather information from the guy at work that just sits across from me. He's my personal meteorologist. It's you, Woody. I don't know if you knew that the weight of this responsibility is on your shoulders, but it is.
Mm.
So get it right.
Yep. Just call me Bree Smith. I'll try not
Three
to let
Smith's
you down again.
Uglier sister.
Yes.
Woody Wood.
The days are numbered for Rivergate Mall. And tonight, some folks on Facebook have organized a last cruise of the mall, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, super cool.
Rivergate Mall, it's going to be developed like everything else.
Yeah, so they're going to be tearing it down, demolishing it very soon. So,
what is a cruise? Because, like, in my opinion, or like in my mind, I'm like, oh, I'm going to walk around inside the mall.
Well, it's actually you're cruising the parking lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
in your car.
Getting like walking around inside the mall, I think, is when you're younger, before you can drive.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. That's where those kids were.
Okay.
And then once you had a car or a friend with a car.
Yes.
Who all of a sudden became the most influential and like, popular person.
And you were out on the other side in the passenger seat, hanging out the window, yelling at people.
Singing as loud as you can.
Yeah, so you would just drive around, and like sometimes people would pull off and like hang out and talk to each other. Yeah. Like, hey, what's up? You got some beer?
That was before the internet, where people actually used to talk to each other.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, there was nothing else.
Yeah, like, that's all we had.
You were in that in-between age where you were too old to do the stuff you used to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you weren't old enough to do the things you wanted to do.
Yeah, you weren't old enough to go to the bars yet.
And there was no internet.
Yeah, yeah. So how did we survive?
All you had was like this, I mean, like absolutely boring life where you just like, I gotta go see somebody and do something. And maybe there's like a girl there, you know.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so it was definitely not something that you would say. Like, it was awesome. It was all we had.
I've been to the Rivergate Mall area. I don't think I've ever stepped foot inside the mall. What was, like, some of your guys' favorite parts about Rivergate Mall?
It was kind of unique because it was the only carpeted mall.
So it was
lots of static electricity.
Just seems unnatural to me.
It's like walking inside rubbing a balloon on your head.
Yeah, yeah. It was like going in and out of stores. It was definitely like this aimless, zombie-like existence where you'd like go into stores. Like, nobody ever bought anything.
Yeah, you go into Spencer's and start just picking up stuff and laughing and then putting it back. Obviously, you never bought anything.
Okay.
Yeah. Inappropriate greeting cards and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was just like, hey, man. And you just, like, run into the same people. And if you ran into enough, you'd start talking. And then maybe you'd meet some people that went to, like, a different high school.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You see people you would see after the Friday night football games.
Right?
See, I remember cruising and having like the Mr. Microphone. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Where you would tune it into a certain frequency on your radio and you could speak through a microphone that you had in your hand.
Oh.
And they always had like really inappropriate commercials where they'd be driving past ladies and going, hey, good looking, be back to pick you up later.
Oh, gosh. Oh, man.
It's cheesy AF.
Yeah. Whoever had the best like stereo system, they would like just like crank it up with the trunk open.
Woo!
People would just like hang out and bob their heads. So. Yeah.
Sounds like an 80s movie.
So relive your wasted teenage years at Rivergate Mall parking lot one more time tonight.
Go cruising.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Even if you have, you know, maybe less hair than you had before and you're not driving that T-Bird anymore, but maybe a very safe Volvo.
Right.
Times have changed.
Yes. Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's Friday. You should be in a pretty good mood already. But if not, how about a Woody and Jim mood boost?
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durga, walk around me.
Okay, stop. Oh, God. All right, stop a minute.
The computer's taking over. It's Friday.
It is.
This is a mood boost, but not a good mood boost.
Yes.
It's a mood boost of frustration.
Yes.
With computers.
Okay, where were we? Oh, yes. There's a story about somebody being lucky on Friday the 13th. They were going through the Pittsburgh airport. A lady had her engagement ring on, and she got her finger pinched when she was putting their luggage on the carousel.
Ouch.
And she lost the diamond out of her engagement ring. Didn't realize it for 30 minutes later when she was on the plane. And, you know, they contacted the folks, and they started searching and searching. And yes, they were able to finally find it. I guess she and her husband had been married for 34 years, and they actually got engaged on Friday the 13th.
Oh, wow.
So she got her ring back.
Literally, my jaw dropped. I was ecstatic. It was like I just couldn't get to the airport quickly enough.
Oh. If it had fallen into the carousel, I would have said, there's no way it's coming back.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no kidding, right?
That's crazy.
That is amazing.
Mood Boost today has been brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
When this show is over, I'm going to kick this computer so hard.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
You may notice on social media, a lot of people are doing a trend where they're putting jalapeno peppers in their white wine.
What?
Have you seen that?
No.
That's I don't know, abomination to wine, I think.
There's a guy named Gage on TikTok who shares his experience.
It's too good, and you'll end up drinking two bottles. I started out on my back porch, as I always do, and I drank a bottle in about an hour, and then ran to my couch and put more of those little jalapenos in my wine and got absolutely crazy and Tina turnt, okay? It made me want to go to a club and twerk. Okay, I don't need to be in no clubs twerking, but that's what's going to happen to you if you drink the Sauvignon Blanc with those peppers in them.
All right. That'd be a word of warning.
I do want to hang out with him.
Yeah, he sounds like a fun time.
I'd like to watch him drink.
Yeah.
Exactly. The iconic Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders just scored a win. They got a $400 per game raise, bumping them from $400 to $800 per game, which comes after like decades of criticism of them being paid next to nothing.
Right, right.
A lot of cheerleading squads are, even at the pro level. One cheerleader called the raise life-changing, saying it reflects their hard work.
Absolutely.
And the value of being the most famous cheerleaders in the world.
Yeah, no kidding.
I know that's not why a lot of people tune into Dallas Cowboys games, but when you look at the comparison of $400 per game when NFL players are making like millions per game, it's kind of like, really, can't throw them a couple more.
Yeah. The team is worth over $10 billion.
It's crazy. Yeah. Like, come on.
Show a little love.
Come on. So a couple roads are going to be shut down this weekend in Nashville. First is the I-24 eastbound loop lanes. Those will be closed and detoured for I-24 westbound, but just avoid that altogether.
The downtown loop,
And then also I-40 westbound will be closed Friday and Saturday, and then by the airport, and then eastbound Saturday and Sunday to fix the roads by the airport and restructure that whole area. So
yeah. It's going to be hot this weekend, so just stay in the house.
Yeah. just collect that AC.
Hide in the closet where the AC blasts.
Yeah. No kidding. There's three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jem. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. Hey, we're going to be heading out to Maple Street Biscuit Company at about 11:30. Hope you'll join us over in Murfreesboro on Medical Center Parkway. We're going to be giving away some Rod Stewart tickets.
Yes.
Yeah, come hang out with us. Have a cup of coffee, maybe a biscuit. They have awesome sandwiches.
They have great lunch sandwiches.
Yeah.
Yeah, go check it out.
Tell us what is going on in the borough. Tell us the secret stories nobody's talking about.
Plans for this weekend after that, you guys?
I don't know. Our photo shoot got rained out on Tuesday because, duh.
You had something planned with a photographer?
Yep. Me and my husband had a fun little photo shoot we were going to do, and the stupid rain. So we're just going to scorch in the heat this weekend instead. go to church and deep clean my house.
So. All right. Very cool.
A lot of things.
I think my weekend is going to depend on how my girlfriend feels after she chopped off her finger. At least part of it. Not the whole thing.
Right?
She actually, the little part of the sliver that she cut off, she put it in the freezer. I said, well, okay, good. When, cloning technology takes over, I'll be able to clone you from the little piece of finger you left in
Did
there.
Did she think they could reattach it?
I don't know what she was thinking. Okay. She was, like, in pain and
not thinking clearly.
Logically. Yeah.
I'm going to give her a pass.
Yeah. I think so.
What have I got going on? I'm going to be going to the movies. I'm also we're recording a podcast for the Untitled Film Project podcast, reviewing Elio, the latest Pixar film. 6.5.
It was just all right.
If you don't have a child, it's
that
not
was kind of higher than I thought you would read it.
It's not bad. It's just not really good. I've got some stuff to do around the yard, and I Church, I think I'll be going to see at least one movie. There's about five out that I want to see right now.
Right. There's 28 Years Later.
I do. That's another one.